Welcome to Good News in the Morning, a program of words and music, bringing a Christian message of hope and encouragement to those who are looking for an intelligent, meaningful, and spirited approach to faith and to life.
Today, I choose to follow you. Today, I choose to give my yes to you. Today, I choose to hear your voice and live. Today, I choose to follow you.
Hello and welcome to Good News in the Morning. This is Reverend Juliet Schimpf speaking, and I'd like to welcome you to today's broadcast. Please follow us at www.gncm.ca, that's short for Good News Christian Ministries, where you can read all about this worthwhile ministry and even make a donation. Now, today we're looking at an important topic that I believe many of you have faced or are facing or will face at some point in your life, and that is what to do when God seems absent. When God seems absent. Well, we're going to look at three things in particular today, three principles. Here they are. Number one, silence is not absence. Number two, a delay is not a denial. And number three, waiting is not a waste. Now, we're going to be drawing from the story of Lazarus, the raising of Lazarus. So let's read a little bit of that passage. It's from John 11, the raising of Lazarus. There was a man named Lazarus who was sick. He lived in Bethany with his sisters, Mary and Martha, says the scriptures. John 11, verse 2, this is the Mary who later poured the expensive perfume on the Lord's feet and wiped them with her hair. Her brother Lazarus was sick. Verse 3, so the two sisters sent a message to Jesus telling him, Lord, your dear friend is very sick. Verse 4, but when Jesus heard about it, he said, Lazarus' sickness will not end in death. No, it happened for the glory of God, so that the Son of God will receive glory from this. All right, friends, we're going to examine this story in greater depth right after this important song. The song is called Blessed Be Your Name by Matt Redman. And Matt Redman is basically talking about the good times and the bad, when God is very present and when he seems absent. Listen now to this great song.
Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful, where your streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. When I'm found in the desert place, though I walk through the wilderness, blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your name, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your glorious name, blessed be your name, when the sun shining down on me, when the world's all as it should be, blessed be your name. Blessed be your name on the road marked with suffering, though there's pain in the offering, blessed be your name. Every blessing
Welcome back to Good News in the Morning. Today we're looking at what to do when God seems absent. And we're going to look at three principles, namely, silence is not absence, a delay is not a denial, and waiting is not a waste. Let's start then with silence is not absence. What do I mean by that? Well, we're looking now at the story of the raising of Lazarus, which happens in John chapter 11. And what we see is that God, or Jesus Christ in particular, actually doesn't come right away. Mary and Martha are very concerned about their brother, who is very sick. We see in verse 3 that Lazarus is actually a dear friend of Jesus Christ. And yet, Jesus doesn't come. What? What's going on here? In fact, Jesus is out healing Roman centurions, but he's not coming to heal his very dear friend. And so Mary and Martha wait. They wait, and it seems that God is absent. How many of you hate waiting, by the way? We all hate waiting, don't we? We hate waiting for the water to boil. We hate waiting for the light to turn green. We are a culture that cannot wait. Well, Martha and Mary wait. And although Jesus is absent, it must be stated that God is still present. You see, just because God is silent in our lives, it does not mean he's absent. Because we have that great promise from Jesus that he will never leave us nor forsake us. So what do we do? What do we do while we wait And while God seems silent, well, when God doesn't make sense, friend, we must always trust him the most, for starters. And we must trust, as Proverbs 19 says, that many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that will prevail. So what we do is we don't place our faith in our plans. We place our faith and hope in God's ultimate purpose. In God's ultimate purpose. So we won't understand necessarily what's going on while we're waiting. But we trust in God's ultimate purpose. I'm in a season personally of waiting. And I have silence from God, but I know he's not absent. I have silence. I'm waiting for children. I'm waiting for children, either through adoption or natural means. I'm also waiting for my mother to be healed from a very serious cancer. And sometimes it seems that God is silent, but I have never, ever felt that God is absent. And I'm trusting that he has a larger purpose at play. Well, let's come back to the story of Mary and Martha. I want us to look now at how God's delay is not necessarily his denial. God's delay is not necessarily a denial. That basically means that just because God hasn't yet answered our prayer doesn't mean he won't eventually. Jesus said about Lazarus, his sickness will not end in death. It is God's purpose to glorify his son. So God was very much in control of this whole situation. But for whatever reason, there was a divine delay. And so what happens is Lazarus fights for his last breath. And then he dies. He dies. And yet Jesus is out healing Roman centurions. And then Jesus delays coming. He delays past the death. He then delays past the burial ceremony. And he delays past 3 days. The 3 days is significant because for the Jews, they believe that the spirit of the corpse hovered over the corpse for 3 days only. Jesus decides to arrive on day 4. But a delay is not a denial. Look what happens. Martha storms out to meet Jesus and essentially says, after all we've done for you. What she really says in verse 20 is, if you'd been here, my brother wouldn't have died. But that is followed by a key word, but. She says, but I know, even now, that God will give you, Jesus, whatever you ask. What's going on here? She's basically saying, God, why didn't you? I don't understand, but I still trust you. So she says this to Jesus. And so we're still confronted with the question, why would Jesus delay his arrival? Why would God delay answering some of your prayers? Perhaps you've been praying a very long time for a spouse. Or you've been praying a very long time for a job. Why would God delay answering a prayer? There's a few reasons that we need to understand. First, he might be readying us to receive his best. You see, we often think that God is busy getting the blessing ready for us. He's actually getting us ready for the blessing. And he's often more interested in the process of getting to the destination than the destination itself. He's getting us ready. He's sanctifying us for the answered prayer. Another reason is sometimes God is preparing the circumstances. He's preparing the circumstances. Maybe you've been praying that God would give you an assignment, a kingdom assignment, and he's preparing the circumstances for that to come about. He might also be protecting you while you wait. Have you ever looked back and said, boy, I'm glad God didn't answer that prayer? Sometimes he's protecting us, and that's why he delays giving us the very specific thing we ask for. But here's another great reason why sometimes he delays and doesn't quite answer the way we'd expect. And I want you to write this down. If you're listening closely, it says, If God always met your expectations, he would never have the opportunity to exceed them. Let me say that again. If God always met your expectations, he'd never have the chance to exceed them. We see this in the story of Lazarus. Mary and Martha expected Jesus to heal Lazarus. Jesus actually exceeded that, and they rose him from death. Mary and Martha thought that the resurrection was a mere event. They say that when they speak about how the resurrection will happen at the end of time. But Jesus exceeds that understanding, and he uses the death of Lazarus to point out that he is the resurrection himself. And so in all these ways, he exceeds. He doesn't just meet their expectations. And so ultimately, friends, a delay is not a denial. Hang in there, keep waiting, because the scene of your greatest disappointment can actually be the setting of God's greatest miracle. We see that in the story of Lazarus. We see that also on the cross. God seemed absent, didn't he? As Christ hung there on the tree. And Christ had asked, God, take this cup from me. But a delay is not a denial. God didn't take that cup away. But after that death came something far greater, namely the resurrection. So God is not absent. Silence is not absence. And a delay is not a denial. We're going to pause and listen to a great song and come back and look at the third piece, namely, waiting is not a waste. Listen now to Mariah Carey singing a great song about miracles. It's called When You Believe.
Now we are not afraid, although we know there's much to fear. We were moving mountains long before we knew we could. Oh, yes, there can be miracles when you believe, though hope is free. It's hard to kill. Who knows what miracle you can achieve when you believe? Somehow you will. You will when you believe. Ooh. Miracles you can achieve.
Welcome back to Good News in the Morning. Today we're looking at what to do when God seems absent. And we learned that silence is not absence. When God seems silent, he's not absent. We learned that when God delays, he's not necessarily denying our prayers. Let's now look at how waiting is not a waste. I mentioned earlier that I'm in a season of waiting. I'm waiting for children, either through adoption or natural means. I'm also waiting for my mother to be healed by God as she fights a serious cancer. So what do I do in the midst of this? Well, there's some principles, and this is where I want to get really practical, and I want to show you that seasons of waiting, when God seems absent, are not a waste. First, I want you to understand that usually God wants to do something in us before he does something for us. He wants to give us patience. He wants to teach us dependence. He wants us to walk by faith and not by sight. He wants us to lean in on him. For when we are weak, then he is strong. And so waiting is not a waste. Use the season. And this is what I'm doing. I'm allowing this season to refine me, to sanctify me. I want God to do something in me, not just for me. Second, I want to encourage you to embrace and not rush the season. This is very important. Psalm 37, verse 7 says, "Rest in the Lord and wait," how? "Patiently for him." Wait patiently. It's amazing how hard it is to wait for the Lord, but we're actually commanded to wait patiently. And so what this means, if you're in a waiting season, is no knee-jerk reactions. And stand against the counsel of friends who might advise you falsely to move in a certain direction. Ecclesiastes 3 tells us, "For everything there is a season, a purpose, and an activity under heaven." Waiting constitutes a valid season. Don't rush it. Third, do what you know to do while you're waiting. I'm doing this. I'm plugged into a church, and I'm plugged into a small group. I also seek out a spiritual director to guide me as I wait for my mother's healing, as I wait to become a mother. And so often, friends, people tell me they can't afford a spiritual director. They're usually $40, $50 an hour. I have to say very clearly right now that you can't afford not to seek out a spiritual counselor. And there are many available, either through the Isaiah 40 Foundation or through One Way Ministries. I want to encourage you to invest in getting wise counsel while you wait. Fourth, wait in expectation. Pray big, dream big, hope big. Micah 7 says this, "As for me, I will watch expectantly for the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation, and my God will hear me." So there's actually an activity happening in waiting. You wait in anticipation, in expectation. That's the stuff of faith. Faith is the confidence of what we hope for, says Hebrews 11. And lastly, while you're waiting, because waiting is never a waste, I want to encourage you to feast on the word of God. Psalm 130, verse 5 says, "I wait for the Lord. My whole being waits, and in his word I put my hope." Hunker down in the word. Feast on it day and night while you're waiting. And then you won't interpret God's goodness through your circumstances. No, instead you'll interpret your circumstances through God's goodness. And you can stand on his faithful promises. So a waiting season is not a waste. It's not a wasted season. All right, well, we've looked today at how to cope when God seems absent. We saw that silence is not an absence. A delay is not a denial, and waiting is not a waste. Let's pray together before we close. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are in every season of our lives. You are present always. You are present, and although you might be silent, it does not mean you are absent, for you are always with us. Where can we flee from your spirit, says the psalmist. And thank you, God, that a delay is not necessarily a denial. Sometimes you don't want to just meet our expectations, you want to exceed them. And so we choose today to trust. Trust not in our plans, but in your ultimate purpose. Trust that you're at work and you're working all things out for the good of those who love you. And we want to thank you that you waste nothing, and that includes a waiting season. And I pray for the listeners who are waiting, waiting for a job, waiting for a spouse, waiting for a cure. I pray they would not rush the wait, that they would linger in it, embrace it, and allow it to refine them. And I just pray that you will encourage the listeners who are waiting. Encourage them that you who began a good work in them will see it to completion. For you are faithful, God. And we say all this in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Good News in the Morning is produced in the studios of News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.